You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready for a trending report.
Well, we'll start by saying it was not supposed to end like this. The U.S. women's national soccer team is out of the World Cup.
Kind of choked there at the end, didn't they, with that little shootout?
Ugh.
Not good.
You know, they were favored to win the whole tournament. This is the earliest that Team USA, the women, have ever been eliminated from a Women's World Cup tournament.
Well,
people are stunned.
Well, shoot.
Well, you know, there's always 2027.
I can't believe I didn't watch any of it.
You know, the thing about the World Cup, it's not like, say, the NBA or the National Hockey League or the NFL or Major League Baseball, where when you're out, at least you get to try again the next year. The World Cup, you got to wait 4 years.
Oh, ouch. Like, yeah, that sucks.
They got to wait. The Barbie movie officially passed the $1 billion mark globally. That's just remarkable.
People love it.
And I, you know, I was talking in the odds and ends segment about going to see Mission Impossible, and you have not seen that yet, right?
I have not.
You know, it's funny, trying to get tickets and reserve tickets online, the theaters for Mission Impossible were kind of full, like trying to find two seats together that were not crappy seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I'm wondering if Mission Impossible is going to have a little bit of a comeback now that everyone's gotten Barbie and Oppenheimer and whatever out of the way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Start, I wonder that because, I mean, the theaters were full.
And I keep hearing people echo what you said, that it's actually a really decent movie. So
it's entertaining.
You know?
I mean,
who knows?
If you,
it's a 3 hours?
The plot is a little convoluted, but
all
of
those Mission Impossible movies are.
Yeah, I heard an interview with the writer and director guy, Christopher McQuarrie, and he even said in the podcast interview, he's like, we kind of made it up as we went along.
Perfect. Like, somehow it works.
Good for him. Anyway, but Barbie's over a billion. Speaking of billion, the Mega Millions jackpot tomorrow night is now, right now, they think, at about $1.55 billion.
Yes. So much cash.
Dang. How'd you sleep last night?
Just fine.
Did you?
Yeah.
A new study says that thinking that you got a good night's sleep might actually be more important and matter more than actually getting a good night's sleep.
So I was reading this. It's the whole mind over matter kind of thing, mm-hmm. I guess. If you just talk yourself into, you know, I was fine. I did sleep a little bit. Today's going to be a great day. And yeah, it seems to work for some people.
Yeah, if you wake up thinking that you slept well, your mood is a certain way, even if you didn't sleep that well. And then vice versa. If you didn't sleep very well, but you... Wait a minute, which did I say? Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Just say you slept well and you'll be fine.
If you think you did when you wake up, then you actually get benefits from that.
Right.
Oh, well.
It's the whole starting your day with a positive attitude and not just starting it with all the negative thoughts and negativity, you know?
Yeah.
It does wonders for you.
There's an interesting poll that was out about what we're thinking about during sexy time. When you're getting intimate, what is going through your mind? Apparently a lot. 24% of people fessed up that they were actually thinking about work. I can pretty much go on the record as saying I have never done that.
Really?
Ever.
You're like, man, I can't wait for trending tomorrow.
I know. Oh, that mind bender is going to be. Oh, God, that mind bender. Oh, God. No. 27% have thought about their next meal.
Oh, yeah.
That's excellent. Apparently, they quizzed Nicole in this survey.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Thinking, quote, when will this be over?
Right. Wrap it up.
52% of people have thought that.
Yeah,
during...
she's not thinking that because I'm thinking not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet.
Yeah, that's actually 53%.
Yeah, she doesn't have to worry about that.
How do I prevent this from being over too quickly?
She doesn't have to worry.
And then 38% admit that they have thought about someone other than their partner.
Ooh, Rip from Yellowstone, I think, is probably high on the list right now.
38%. How do we feel about that number?
Ah, so be it. Whatever.
That's not what I'm getting at. I think that number is BS.
High, low.
It's way low.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who are you thinking about?
Well, I don't know. I've been around for many years, you know.
You probably in that scenario are also thinking about the mind bender.
Anyways, I found it kind of
funny.
An amusing story. What else is trending?
Well, just a reminder that today is Colorado Day, kind of. It's when the state parks were doing Colorado Day, August 7th. So all state parks will be free of charge today. Dun, da, da, da. Gives you the opportunity to visit all 42? I'm pulling that number out of my butt. I think we have 42 state parks here. Anyway, if you're going to do, like, camping reservations and there's other, like, ATV registrations, all that kind of stuff you still have to pay for. Mm-hmm. You can get into the parks today for free. So
go down to Castlewood Canyon, everybody.
Yeah,
do the
there
loop.
You go. Do the loop. A lot of mountain lions down there. Do you have to watch for that down there?
No, rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes. All right, watch for rattlesnakes while you're down there. Today also is the start of Colorado's Move Over Law. It starts today.
What is that?
It is there to protect all stationary vehicles with flashing hazard lights on the side of the road now. Whereas in the past, if it was like a police officer, an ambulance, a fire truck, whatever, you're supposed to move over or slow way down. Well, now they've expanded that to anybody on the side of the road with flashing lights having an issue. Okay. You've got to change lanes and move over, or you've got to slow down to at least 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. And they're doing this because there was a very deadly year last year on the highways of people getting hit on the side of the road. And if you don't do this and they catch you, whoop, 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 it's a class 2 misdemeanor traffic offense, DT. Comes with a $150 fine and a 3-point license violation. So
I feel like many of us already try to get over, but there's that time when you're on a highway and it's busy and you can't get over.
Right, so that's when they're saying now you've got to slow way down at least.
Well, then when you're passing, seems like people. That would cause an accident.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is tough. I mean, I'm all for the law. Don't get me wrong. I think it's, like I said, I try to get over anyway.
Yeah, just do it. Hmm. So,
do you know what the fine is?
Yeah, I just said it. $150 and 3-point license violation. Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, so we just played Tay Tay a few minutes ago, and that concert has been stupid busy, right? Stupid sold out. Well, now they're saying if you notice while you're at all these concerts, she's had extensive camera crews at nearly all of her stops on the tour thus far. She hasn't addressed the cameras yet during any of the concerts, but pretty much they're saying that there's a documentary of this entire Eras tour in the works. So if you missed it, give it a year or so as they edit probably thousands of hours of footage, and you'll be able to plop down on your couch and watch it on your big screen at some point, which, why wouldn't they? Absolutely, they should.
They could do a pay-per-view thing on this and make
another $1 billion, right? Yeah. My goodness. Hey, here's an update with Elon Musk and Zuckerberg. A possible showdown between those two fighting could possibly be streamed on X, you know, formerly Twitter. There were some tweets that went out on Sunday morning. Elon said he was lifting weights throughout the day preparing for the fight, and all proceeds should go to charity for veterans. And then he said that it should be live streamed on X. Zuckerberg fired back and said, shouldn't we use a more reliable platform that can actually raise money for charity?
Oh. Trash talking.
He also added, I'm ready today, but the challenge has not been confirmed by Elon. I'm not holding my breath. Anyway, there was talk, too, because Elon was talking about how if it's a short fight, he will probably win just because he's bigger and he can dominate him with his size. But if it's a long fight and the stamina, Zuckerberg's got him there. So, I don't know. This whole thing is so stupid to me, but I would watch it.
It's ridiculous, and yet, my money, I think, would be on Zuckerberg.
Me too, because he's been training, and this is what he's been doing for a while.
He's really into it, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look at this. Greatest band of all time, Nickelback, was formed about 28 years ago in a small town of Hanna, Alberta, Canada. The town was very proud, so they had signs boasting about it. They had the highway entrances that said, you know, welcome to Hannah Banana or whatever, and proud home of Nickelback. But they had to remove all the signs, Dom, because they were becoming a safety risk. Too many fans were stopping on the side of the highway to take photos and selfies with the signs. It caused that congestion you were worried about and a bunch of other problems. So the signs had to be replaced, and they don't mention Nickelback anymore.
Oh, meh, no. Meh, meh, meh. And you know what people would, what the caption people would put on those pictures that they took, don't you?
Look at this photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's too easy. Hey, what time of day do you have a sweet tooth craving? If you do, you've been pretty good lately.
All
you have
day?
A sweet tooth all day. You have a craving?
I'm a freak for chocolate.
Well, this little survey came out in honor of National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day the other day, and they said pretty much this poll found that the most popular time is around 2:30 p.m. every day you start getting that craving for something sweet.
You need a burst,
a little sugar action in your mouth. Boy, did I make the mistake of buying those chocolate muffins at Costco for the kids the other day, where they make you buy two packs, so you have 12 gigantic chocolate muffins.
How many are left?
Like two. Kryptonite, man. Because they taste like the inside of the chocolate cake that they used to have.
Oh.
I'm telling you, man. Delicious. Ugh. All right, let's do clickbait.
Okay. Clickbait.
Two things on there that you can check out today. They're pretty funny. You can find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Somebody in England asked their neighbors if they would take their trash out while they were away. And they literally took their trash out, like walking the dog. They took pictures of it at the store. They went down a slide with it. They put big eyes on it.
They took it out on the town.
They took it out on the town. They sure did. So those pictures have gone viral. It's funny. And then how about this guy? He's got a sore forehead. It's a guy in India. He smashed the world record of crushing 273 walnuts with his head in 1 minute. So you can watch him smash some walnuts on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Again, only a guy, right? That's a record
only
that
a
only
man
a
would
guy
would
be like, I got this. Give me some walnuts.
You're absolutely right.